It's really great news that we've made it through a whole year without one community case of transmission of COVID-19 disease. This is down to a lot of very hard work from a huge number of people. And although I have a big long list of people that I think need to be thanked and acknowledged, I know that the list will not be complete. But right from the members of the National Emergency Operations Committee, Hazard Management, the Travel Tech Cayman team who've worked tirelessly in this regard, and all of their supporting networks like the Department of Environmental Health people that work on the teams or the police, the port workers, but not just the people that might be obvious, but also the people that work in taxis, the people that work in the aviation authority, baggage handlers, not least to mention the healthcare workers, all the people providing testing at the various hospitals, the doctors and nurses and porters and the lab people, but also everybody else that's been assisting around the edges, such as those doing jobs they wouldn't normally do, like dentists providing nasopharyngeal swabs. Within healthcare, it's even wider than that because people have developed protocols, they've changed their practice, and everybody has pulled together in order to try and help keep the community safe and also prepare ourselves for the onslaught of a possible outbreak of COVID, which thank goodness we have not had to have. Healthcare then has probably had the greatest challenge, and there have been lots of major issues and hurdles to overcome, such as getting things through the supply chain to Cayman, which can be problematic, as we know, in the best of times. But in a time of a pandemic, we sometimes have to pull every string that we know to exist and then a few more to be assisted by people like the Governor's Office or the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office in order to get essential supplies and testing equipment and so on to the islands. There are people that have helped us from the generosity of their good hearts, and the public have been so enormously supportive too. I mean, complying with all our requests, going into lockdown, having to do homeschooling, the teachers involved with that, but also the parents having to provide the childcare for days on end that they, or weeks on end that they thought would really overstretch them, but everybody managed, and in some or many cases, people have ended up having a more interesting and fruitful family relationship as a result of the closeness. The shops, the restaurants, all the home deliveries, lots of different processes. I can't thank everybody enough. It's been a very tough year for everybody, and in particular for a lot of the providers around the essential services to do with COVID-19, and I thank you all very much indeed. As we move towards the reopening of the country, please do remember that if you're not vaccinated, if you're vulnerable or elderly, you should consider wearing masks in indoor spaces and to keep your distance from people. We'll realise that the quarantine time for some people has gone down to 5 days, and there is a slightly increased risk of transmission of COVID with that. So we just need to be aware and to take care of ourselves and of all of our community. One final thing is to remind people that the best way you can help protect the community is to be vaccinated, because then if you're vaccinated, the virus cannot jump from person to person so easily. And when it can't do that, it can't multiply and it can't mutate. Thank you very much.